Come on, let's lift our voices and begin to praise the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voices and begin to praise the name of the Lord tonight. Oh God, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Ah!
You'd look down in the face and say, my God is greater. I wish you would look your fear right in the face and say, my God is greater. Come on, I wish you'd look your unbelief right in the face and say, my God is still greater. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened. My God is greater. I don't care what I'm facing right now. My God is still greater. Come on, dream up something. Think of something real big. My God is still greater. Come on, think of something that seems like it's going to change your life. My God is still greater. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up a praise right now. Hallelujah. Through you. I can do all things, for it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible.
I believe. on, lift your hands if you believe it tonight. Come on, anybody believe in the house? Oh, my God, my King, my Savior. Come on, somebody get a revelation tonight. I believe nothing is impossible. Oh, he can do all things. He's able. Come on, if you believe that tonight, why don't you lift your voice? Come on, why don't you lift your spirit? Oh, someone shout, I believe tonight. Come on, in the face of every lying devil, I believe tonight. In the face of every looking like insurmountable circumstance, I believe. Come on, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Come on, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't know how it's going to work out, God, but I got faith tonight. Come on, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and believe he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe tonight. Come on, do you believe God's a healer? Do you believe God's a provider? Do you believe God's a way maker? Oh, I believe it tonight. I believe it tonight. I don't care what I'm going through. I still believe it tonight. Oh, my God, by your spirit today. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Remain standing tonight. We have a very long list of people to pray for where we need to believe for their healing. The prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. We went the other night to meet a lady in the hospital that I did not know. She has a very rare breast cancer, and she doesn't have any answers. And I said, look, I said, I have a young lady in our church that God healed from cancer, and God saved her. I have a cousin that's been in church for decades who's already saved but got cancer. I go, here's the deal. We got to be saved. The cancer is a byproduct of life, but salvation, whether God heals me or not, I got to be saved. I believe that's the most important thing. So when we're praying for these folks tonight, Delia Cantanosa, Alicia, Megan's mom, Caleb's mom, Pastor James McDonald, Spruce Grove, Tanya, Tonya Brown, pray for Vicky's mom, my cousin Stephanie, Heather Smallwood, Paulina's co-worker. Pray for Steve Arnold. This is the Carnegie's uncle, Sister Albrecht's brother. Pray for him. He's got stage 4 cancer, uncurable, except for God. Well, come on, we just sang, I believe it, and this is life and death. Come on, do we got enough faith tonight? Come on, do we got enough faith tonight in the house? Come on, if God can heal somebody else, he can heal your family. He can heal. Come on, I believe there's miracles in this house tonight. If we could just muster up some faith. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every need right now, God. Every circumstance, every situation, every trial, every heartache. Bind up the brokenhearted tonight. Heal the body tonight. God, you're not only able, but you're willing. But we want your will to be done in Jesus' name. Come on, prayer of faith. The effectual, fervent prayer. Can we get fervent tonight? Man, there's enough sickness related to this church tonight. We ought to turn this into a prayer meeting. It ought to be easy to turn this into intercessory prayer tonight. God, if you don't do it, it can't be done. But I want to do my part to pray. I want to do my part to help. I want to do my part to heal tonight, Jesus. Oh, by your word, by your spirit, God, by your touch. Come on, clap your hands tonight. Give God praise in advance. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, touch the Phillip family tonight. Touch the Martinez family tonight. In Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus tonight like you believe. It's the only name under heaven given among men whereby there's power in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the blood. There's power in the name of Jesus tonight. God, I love you. I praise you. I magnify you. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Ushers are preparing to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Amen. I apologize for Sister Bray and I being late to prayer. We had an ox in the ditch. We're not often late for prayer. We just wanted to see how it felt. Praise God. Just wanted to fit in with some folks. So now we had something we had to do and we did it. Here we are. If it could have been avoided, we would have avoided it. But every once in a while, the ox falls in the ditch. If he falls in too many times, have a barbecue. Amen. Don't forget your daily devotion, your prayer, your Bible reading, your fasting, your listening to Brother Mayo's devotionals. If you have listened to Brother Mayo's devotionals, which I pray you have, in the last several weeks, they have been on point and timely. And I think that if you have any spiritual cognitive ability, you can figure out that the Lord is talking to the churches, to the church. That's not just individual churches, but it's the church in general. There's a spirit in the last days that is perilous. And men will become lovers of their own selves. They're going to want to hear what they want to hear. They're going to reject what they don't want to hear. They'll heap to themselves teach. Anytime you find someone saying, I want to go somewhere else and find another program or another this or another that, they're looking for someone to tickle their ears. And I don't want that spirit getting on me. Praise God. Amen. I want to make sure we're doing things right. So that comes with daily devotion. And I know it's difficult not having the house of God to come pray in. But you know what? Make your house a house of prayer. Revival begins at home anyway. That doesn't mean you leave it there and stay there. That means you're praying with your family and you're having devotions with your family and you're bringing revival to the church. What's Proverbs 11:30 say? Amen. Let's get out there and win a soul for Jesus. Let's be faithful in our witnessing. Let's be faithful in our attendance. Let's be faithful in our support for the things of God. Amen. Let's stand together and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for what we feel in this house tonight. Jesus, we know without you we can do nothing. We know that without you we are nothing, God. So we give you our lives. We give you our hearts. We give you our souls. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver tonight in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Of famine and darkness and sore.
servant David rebuilding the temple of praise.
Praise the Lord together. Praise the Lord together. We love you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You spend some time in fellowship tonight. Go ahead across the aisle and greet somebody. Let me just say this before you get too crazy. This is a time of meet and greet, not tag, not play. Kids get a little wild during meet and greet, and I get in trouble for correcting them. So make sure that we're just meeting and greeting. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and greet. Thank you. Oh, let's lift our hands and give God praise in the house tonight. Oh, we glorify you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's glorify him. Oh, we love you, my King. We glorify you, my King. We love your name. We love your name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. I have a dilemma. There's two things that I kind of feel, but one is almost part two of Sunday night, and then the other is more of a teaching, and I kind of feel that as much as we could use and understand that today is a day of healing and building, we need to build on the right foundation. So if you just bear with me tonight in my folly, as Paul once said, I'm going to go to a couple verses before I get to my message tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which has been planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Verse 3 says a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. We've been through that in the last several weeks. And a time to build up. In this season that we're in, we are facing an onslaught. Now, I don't want to give the devil too much credit. I don't want to give the demons, too much credit because they're not multiplying. Still only one third of them fell from heaven. We still got more on our side. And besides that, we got the Holy Ghost. So greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. So I don't care if there is one third of the angels that have fallen and become demons. We're still child of God. We still got the Holy Ghost. And what power we have is greater. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is higher. But just because the devil is outnumbered, just because greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world is true, doesn't mean the devil's not going to pull out all the stops and try to find our weakness and try to find our quitting point and try to find what. If you don't tell the devil where your goat's tied, he can't get to your goat. If you don't tell him where your weakness is, he can't get to it. He's not omnipresent. He can't read your mind. You know why sometimes so much comes against us? The devil's trying to find our weakness. He doesn't know it until we respond to it or we tell somebody. And then he finds out, and then he will pound on that and poke at that. But in this season that we're in, I believe the devil has pulled out all the stops. Whatever spirit is in this Northwest, and God's not, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against the church. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not. Come on, somebody. Shall not prevail against it. And so that doesn't mean there's not going to be a battle. That doesn't mean we can just casually approach this thing and say, well, you know, when it's time, it'll happen, and what will be. No, it's up to us. Yes. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. If we're not praying, there's no power. If we're not fasting, there's no power. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So we've got to do our part. But in the process of all of this, the devil has come against us. I'm not surprised by any phone calls that I get of people being sick, or family members getting cancer, or family members having some disease or some operation. My mom just went through one that has affected her. My cousin just went through one. I'm not saying the devil's doing that to stop revival. What I'm saying is all this stuff is happening, and if we're not careful, we can think, well, this is a time to kill. No, this is a time to heal. Yes. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Hey, this is a hospital. This is a place of healing. This is a place of restoration. This is a place of building up. It is a time to heal and a time to build. It's not time to die. It's not time to quit. It's not time to run. It's not time to give up. It's time to heal. Come on, pray one for another that you may be healed. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their lands. It's a time for healing. It's a time for restoration. It's a time to build. We are building a building. Profound statement. But while we are doing that, let's not forget that we're building a church. And it's a whole lot easier to use material you already have. Pastor, how much of this material we saving on this teardown? Let's save what we can. Anything that shows value, let's save it. It's a whole lot easier to build a church with people you already got than try to hope that someone else comes in and gets it right and gets it down in their spirit. And it takes time. So in all of this, church, what I'm saying is, let's be praying. Let's be a place. Let's be a sanctuary. That's a safe place. Let's be a sanctuary of healing. Let's be a sanctuary of building. Let's edify one another. Let's build one another up. Let's do our part. Oh, come on, let's praise the Lord tonight. Come on, let's praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, by your Spirit. Amen. I might just continue on. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I am come. God is here in this house. He's in this city through this church to give life, and that more abundantly. Come on, we're not the tail, we're the head. We're not second. We're somebody get a revelation of who we are and who God is and why we're here. Can I tell you, anyone can kill. If you read enough Louis L'Amour books, you know that it's been said many times, a trigger doesn't care who's pulling it. A trigger doesn't care if it's a kid, a lady, a man, a murderer, an accident. Doesn't matter. Anybody in this room, even the babies, sometimes it feels like it. Anybody can kill. Child can kill. An uneducated person can kill. An ignorant person can kill. But not everyone can heal. Oh, you didn't get it. You ain't listening tonight. Anyone can take a life, but not everybody has the ability to heal. I don't want to be a church that just takes life. I want to have the ability to heal. I want to have. As far as I know, only person in this house tonight that has the most ability to heal physically is Mallory. She's an RN. She's the only one that I know of that's more has enough education. So if something goes wrong, guess what? You're not going to call on me. You may say, pray, Pastor, but let's get Mallory involved. Yeah. Well, come on, you all are too quiet tonight. When the chips are down and someone's bleeding out or someone's having a reaction, you want somebody with some training. You want somebody with some empathy. You want somebody with some knowledge. How do I heal this person? Well, this is what you do, and this is how you handle it. This is where you go. Not everybody can heal. Anybody can tear down. Anybody can kill. Anyone can destroy, but not everyone can build up. I want to be a builder. I want to be a healer. I want to be a prayer warrior. I want to be somebody that God can say, hey, I need, they're okay. There's somebody there that can build. There's somebody there that can pray. There's somebody there that's got a desire and a hunger. Demo day. No skill. You know, you could be an electrician and demo a house. You can be a plumber and demo a house. You can be an engineer and demo a house. But I don't care how macho, how great, how tough, how whatever. If you don't know the art of building, if you don't know why things go where they go and why you need that and why that has to be anchored and why that has to be done that way, you can't build. You may know when a drawer is off its tracks. You may know when a cabinet's not working right, when things are, but it takes a craftsman who has put some time into the trade to be able to make those miters and those cuts and make sure that everything is measured just so and just right, and there has to be a little leeway. Does it take much knowledge to swing a hammer, destroy? But it takes a whole lot of craftsmen and material to build things up. Sometimes there are reasons to cut people open. The word of God is quick and powerful. Don't be offended at the doctor because you had a scar where he cut the cancer out. You know, my cousin Stephanie just got a report. She said, I'm cancer-free. As of now, they got it all. It was stage one. Everything's fine. You know what? Don't get mad because there's a scar now. Because if there hadn't been a scar, you'd still have cancer. Hey, I understand sin's not fun. It's not fun to go under the knife. But there are times when we have to go under the knife and deal with sin. Don't get mad at the preacher because he dealt with sin. Understand, if it wasn't for that, I'd still have sin in my life. And I have a scar now. But I thank God the scar means I'm still alive. Come on, dead people who die of disease don't have scars from surgery. Oh, someone needs to hear that. People who don't take care of their disease may not have a scar from surgery. But that disease is what killed them. But when you can, my cousin posted today. Man, she hadn't posted on anything in so long, but she's posting now everything they do. You know what she said today? She said, we're just celebrating getting to grow old together now. That's just the bottom line. Everything else is out the window. We're just happy we can grow old together. Can I tell you, until you've been in a situation, hey, I was there. I was lost without God. I was in hell if it hadn't been for Jesus. I tell you what, I thank God I get to grow old with him. I thank God I found a church where I get to come and worship God and say, you know what? I got scars, but I'm here tonight. Hey, it's a time to heal. It's a time to build up. I had some demo in my life, but I'm here tonight. I had some reconstruction in my life, but I'm here tonight. Come on, church. It's a time to heal. It's a time to build. It's a time. God, let your word pierce me. Let your word cut me. But God, when you're done, be a healer. Be a blesser. Be a builder tonight. Amen. Now when they heard this, this is our candy stick. Acts 2:38. But the Bible says in the previous verse, after he preached, you killed him. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that this same Jesus whom ye crucified is both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked. That means pierced. It cut to the heart. It cut to the chase. It cut to the matter. Men and brethren, what do we do? What do we do now? We missed it. He said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall, you know what that is? That's healing. That's sewing up the wound. That's what Acts 2:38 is doing. It's leaving a scar where the piercing went in. But thank God, I've been healed. Thank God, I've been blessed. I don't like that kind of preaching, Pastor. I don't like preaching that kind of preaching. There's so much on the internet. There's so much on social media. There's so much. The world is now with AI. It's just bombarding us. I was just scrolling today for a few moments, and I saw this. You know? Did you know? Have you ever heard seen those posts? Did you know if you mix this and this? Anybody ever seen that? Someone said if somehow you fall out of a plane, as if falling out of a plane is on the agenda. It said people would think that you would aim for open water. They say water does not give the way you would think it does. It's actually as hard as hitting concrete. He said, so you have to aim for someplace else. And then it was an ad for their church. Tulsa Hills. This is Brother Carroll's church, Brother Dyke's old church. You got to aim for a church where you can hear truth being preached. And Acts 2:38 being, oh my God. That what a plot twist that was. What I'm saying is you can hear so much stuff. If you want to find someone that agrees with your mindset and your agenda, you will find it. If you want to find somebody who says holiness doesn't matter, you'll find it. If you want to find somebody who says separation doesn't matter, you'll find it. Man, Brother Mayo, he nailed it. Just after we finished these lessons on holiness, he taught on holiness and separation. He said it's essential. He said holiness is on the inside. Separation is what's on the outside. But people don't want that preaching. And so they take that preaching as offensive. Or they take that preaching as a rebuke. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says about that. Proverbs 27:5. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. You better thank God you have a pastor that will preach truth. You need to thank God for a church that still believes in holiness, still believes in separation. I'm not trying to be mean. It would be a lot easier. It'd be a lot easier if we didn't have to go to the doctor. But what would you do? Man, I just don't feel right. I just something's wrong. I got a pain. I got a condition. I got something. And you went to the doctor, and the doctor didn't want to offend you. And so he just, oh, it's okay. You're fine. And doesn't do anything about it. about it. You know, my cousin went, and you know she all the story of it, but she went some, checked in before, and they didn't do it. In fact, this Tonya that we just prayed for tonight, she said, I went last year and told them there's something going on, and they said, oh, you're fine. Who knows what would have happened a year ago if they'd have dealt with it. I don't want a pastor, I don't want a preacher that is so worried about offending me that lets me die in my sin. I don't want to go to a church that's so worried about keeping, and we want numbers, we want people. That's what we're in the business for. I believe hell is real. I believe hell is hot, and I believe Jesus is coming back. And so my job, my task, my calling is to reach as many people as I can, and that's what I want to do. But I want to make sure that we get the sin out. I don't want secret love. I want open rebuke if it's necessary. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kiss of an enemy are deceitful. The kisses of an enemy, one that will stroke your ego and tell you what you want to hear, and they sound so good. They sound so appealing. Enticing words of man's wisdom. I can't believe some of the things that I'm told. Can't believe some of the things that people say. It blows my mind. And I could get in an argument with them, but at that point, they're telling you, I'm not listening to what you're saying anymore. I'm sorry. What you need to hear is not what you want to hear. If y'all remember, I used the example, cyanide, of West Valley Medical Center, the cardiologist department. It's not the diabetes and high blood pressure running your family. It's that nobody in your family runs. That's harsh. But it's true. It's harsh. But it's true. Do you know why sometimes things become passed down from generation to generation? I'm not talking about some rare disease that is you can't do anything about, but I'm talking about in those categories. It's usually because that's how we were raised. And we don't want to make the lifestyle changes that are necessary. Well, that are necessary to get over that and get past that and get healed from that. I want someone to tell me when I need to change something. I want somebody to tell me this is not the right path. Hey. This is the old path. This is the way. This is walk therein. I want somebody to say, hey, this is life. The words I speak are life. The words I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Jesus said this. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, that they should betray him. Therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except he give unto him, it is given unto him of my Father. And verse number 66 of John 6, from that time many of his disciples, not people just coming to loaves and fishes people, not just miracle-seeking people, his disciples, went back and walked no more with him. I didn't have it in here, but after that, he turned to his disciples and says, will you leave me also? And they said, where are we going to go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We've already tried all that. We've already heard all that. We've already been there. Paul said in Galatians, I'm not reading all of it, he said this, now, brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. I'm not worried about what you've done. I'm not hurt. But then he said in verse number 16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life, healing and building, death and destruction, they're both in the power of the tongue. Nathan said, thou art the man, to David. But we never see him bringing it up in his preaching again. Peter never mentioned Ananias and Sapphira in his preaching or his letters. You better do what I say. You remember Ananias and Sapphira? No, those things were, they spoke for themselves. Those incidents spoke for themselves. There'd be a fear of God so much. I would to God there'd be a fear of God that would be revived in the church. That just the word being preached, would cause people to just run for him and seek after him. He that will love his life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. I have seen love. I have seen good days. I got no guile in my speech. I got no evil in my tongue. Praise God. Jesus preached the gospel. He edified the body of Christ. He preached the gospel and healed everywhere. That's what I want to see happen in this church. I want the gospel to be preached, and I want people to be healed. I want a church family that knows how to be healers. I want a church family that knows how to be builders. Yes, I understand. We preached on this Sunday night, but can I tell you, the devil is attacking this church. The enemy is attacking this church, and he's using words, and he's using hurts, and he's using preaching to say you don't need to be there anymore. I'm here to tell you, church, we need to reach for people. We need to pray for people. We need to fast for people. We need to have life in our tongues. We need to edify the body. We need to edify itself in love. We need to build up the body tonight. Let's stand to our feet. I hope you catch the spirit that's on me tonight. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may be ministered grace unto the hearer. I want everybody to look around tonight. Just if you need to turn around, look around. Look at somebody. Look them in the face. Look at their face. I know, oh, it's embarrassing. That's awkward. That's embarrassing. I want you to know something. That person you just looked at is going to spend eternity somewhere. That person that you just looked at is going to live in heaven or hell. There are no in-between. There's no other options. And it's our responsibility to be ministers to those people. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to the house, to all men, as especially. I know I butchered that, but that's all right. Brother Mayo butchers stuff sometimes too. Especially those in the household of faith. Church, if we're going to reach out to somebody, let's reach out to the church folks. If we're going to pray for somebody, man, let's for sure pray for church folks. If we're going to do everything we can to reach as we have, hey, it's not convenient. I'm going to tell you, every opportunity may not be convenient, but that is your convenient season. My wife and I sat down for dinner just the other night. It was Monday. Got a phone call from a pastor out of state coming through our area. He said, man, I'm in your town. I'm sleeping in your town tonight. Had a blowout. Getting it fixed tomorrow. I thought, surely you know how to change a tire. I texted him back. I said, are you safe? Do you need help? I've got all the stuff to change a tire. He said, oh, no, the truck's in. At the tire shop, we got a hotel and whatever. We met up with them later on and showed them the building. They were talking about the situation they were in, the circumstance they were in. And I said, man, I have all the stuff you need. Don't drive all the way home and get it and come back. Ah, we don't want to bug you. I said, it would offend me if you didn't take my help. So I got up. When I got home that night, I loaded up all the tire and all the jack and the impact and all the stuff and drove over an hour through traffic on the freeway to get to him. And I couldn't even help him because they wouldn't release the truck. He's like, I feel bad. I said, man, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Why would you feel bad? Because I don't feel bad. If I could have helped you, it would have been a blessing. But guess what? I tried. Sometimes we can't do it. Sometimes we can't fix everything. But we could try. We could pray. I can't fix every car that breaks down. I don't have every answer for every problem, but I can pray. I can show you sympathy and empathy, and I can show you compassion. I can reach out when you're not in church. I can. Well, let's lift our hands all over this house tonight. Come on, waters that flow from this house, they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. I want the river. I want living water to flow from this house tonight. Come on, I want living water to flow from this house tonight. Come on, church, I need your help tonight. Come on, church, I need your compassion tonight. Come on, church, I need your love tonight. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, it's time to heal. Come on, it's time to build. It's time to edify one another. It's time to build up one another. It's time to bear one another's burdens tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. They got to go through our prayers. They got to go through our compassion. They got to go through our time. It's not an inconvenience. Oh, mighty God, mighty King, mighty Savior. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Come on, you can't be saved without a pastor. But it's really hard to be saved without a church. Come on, you need a body of believers that'll reach for you. Come on, if the hand is sick, if the foot is sick, the body feels it tonight. Come on, we may not all be the mouth, we may not all be the eyes, but we're all part of the body of Christ tonight. Oh, my Jesus, my King, my Savior. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Reach out to him right now. Reach out to him right now. Reach out to him right now. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. We're going to sing here in a minute. I just pulled up Galatians 6 and 10. The Bible says, we always quote 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That word opportunity is what it means. It means an occasion, a set or proper time. Always opportunity, always convenient. A convenient season. When Paul was talking, I believe it was to Festus, he said, "Believest thou?" He said, "Almost persuadest thou to be a Christian. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for you." If you look up that word convenient season, it's the same word as opportunity in the Bible. Same definition. I'm looking for a convenient season to do this. No, every moment is a convenient season. When's it a convenient season to live for God? Always. And as we therefore have a convenient season, let's do good to the household of faith. Let's be looking out one for another. Let's call one another. "Oh, well, I don't get along with so-and-so." Get over that. Maybe you would if you spent more time with them. Maybe you would. Maybe you'd understand what they're going through if you put yourself in their shoes and considered yourself. I know I said this the other night, but Sister Bray and I can't be with everyone all the time in all places and all seasons. There has to be a church that will envelop and invest and pull in people. If only time spent with the leadership is what you're looking for, I'm sorry, as the church grows, it's going to be almost impossible to spend that time with everybody. But there is a church family. There is people in the church. You could say, "Hey, you know what? I know it's an off night. I know it's not a church night. I know it's a school night, but we're gonna hook up with somebody for a couple hours. We're gonna meet up with them for ice cream or something. We're gonna do something. We're gonna somehow connect. But at minimum, we're gonna pray for them and reach out to them and be in contact with them." I understand there are people who won't return calls, they won't return texts, but that doesn't mean you stop. Don't give up on them. Keep reaching. Keep praying. It's time to heal. It's time to build. It's time to heal. It's time to build. Come on, let's lift our hands and let's praise the Lord together.
Part of God's body, it is His will.
love you, Savior. I worship you, Jesus. Could you put the first verse of that song up there real quick? I need you, you need me. We are a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. Well, we don't all agree on everything. Well, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? That word agreed in Amos 3 and 3 means to fix upon an agreement or an appointment. By implication, to meet at a stated time. Meet together. How can we do this if we don't meet together? How can we do that? Well, it's Wednesdays and Sundays. I get that. But how can we do this if we don't set a time and say, hey, let's get together? And I understand everybody gets there, everybody gets comfortable with certain people, and it just fits and it just right. Some are a little bit more to work with, and it just find more to talk about. I get that. And I am the worst for small talk. I am the worst for coming up with conversation. I am the worst. It's just easier if someone's talkative and I could just. But guess what? That's not an excuse. I got to keep doing it. I got to keep being agreed. I got to set it a time. I need you to survive. Without you, there is no church. Without one another, there is no church. We are in this together. We want to grow together. We want to go to heaven together. Come on, let's take our families to heaven. Let's take our church family to heaven tonight. One more time. Lift your hands. Lift your heart. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work till he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us if we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we can stand. I need you tonight, church. God, I glorify your name. Praise God. If you come to church some night and someone's not there, reach out to them. So someone else is going to. Bombard them with love. Bombard them with care. Don't ask too many questions. Just say, hey, miss your church, praying for you. If you need anything, let me know. We're here for you. We love you. Simple as that. Simple as that. Praise God. And if you'll do that, and we'll do that, then this church will grow and increase in the things of God. Praise God. I gotta say it. What is the first and greatest commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. And the second is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. Acts 2:38 hangs on that. Yeah. Submitting yourself one to another hangs on that. It's easy to be submitted when you love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. Amen. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I really do. I feel hope. I feel joy. I feel peace in the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel comfort of his word tonight. I feel the comfort of the brother and sisters tonight. Praise God. Amen. 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 Let's come back Sunday. Let's have powerful church. Reach out to somebody tonight. Invite a friend, invite a visitor. Let's make sure this house is full Sunday. Amen. Greet somebody tonight before you leave. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.